أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق. Previously we had explained the background to the beginning of this surah, Surah Mumtahina, that after the kuffar of Makkah had broken the peace treaty with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to Makkah Sharif, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam planned to attack Makkah Sharif and take control of Makkah Sharif. One sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, had his family in Makkah Sharif, his children, and there was nobody to look after them. So he thought, in the case of a conflict, then what will happen to my children? So he showed a favor to the people of Makkah and he informed them of the secret of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to conquer Makkah Sharif. And Allah informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who sent out two sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and encountered a lady at a specific place as specified by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there they found her and said, she will be carrying a letter, you must get hold of that letter. So they found that letter and brought it back. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Hatib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what is this? He explained his position and he was in the clear, he was forgiven. But yeah, from that Allah shows the principle that Muslims must not befriend non-Muslims to the extent that they give away the secrets of the Muslims also. They must be loyal to Islam and to Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَّا. اے ایمان والو, نہ پکرو میرے اور اپنے دشمنوں کو دوست. O people of Iman, do not take my enemies and your enemies as your friends. That is of course totally logical. How can you take your enemy as your friend? An enemy is an enemy and he will only cause you harm. If a person wants to befriend a snake, you will only get harm from that snake, you won't get benefit. تُلْقُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ. Tum unko pegham bhejte ho dosti se. You are sending a message of peace to them. That was referring to this letter which Hazrat Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu had written to the people of Makkah in return of a favor that they look after his family. وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِمَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. اور منکر ہوئے ہیں اس سے جو تمہارے پاس آیا سچا دین. And you are sending a message of peace to those people who deny the true deen which has come to you. That is the deen of Islam, who do not accept reality. The hard truth and fact is that Allah is the creator of everything, controller of everything, and we will be returning to Allah. And they reject this. They do not believe in it. How can you befriend such people? يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَن تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ رَبِّكُمْ. نکالتے ہیں رسول اور تم کو اس بات پر کہ تم مانتے ہو اللہ کو جو رب ہے تمہارا. And the other great evil which is in them, they have exiled Allah's Rasul. They made him, forced him to make hijrat, leave Makkah Sharif and go away to Madinah Sharif. And even you people, the Sahaba, whoever believed in Allah, they made you migrate and leave Makkah Sharif alone. And for what was your son? Only one, that you believe in Allah, that he is your Rabb. He is your creator, nourisher, sustainer. To him you are going to return. Just because of that, they have taken you out of Makkah. And you want to befriend such people? This is not right at all. In kuntum kharajtum jihadan fi sabili wa ibtigha'a mardati. اگر تم نکلے ہو لڑنے کو میرے راہ میں اور طلب کرنے کو میری رضامندی. When you have sacrificed so much for me, you sacrificed your hometown of Makkah, you left your family and you went in hijrat, migrated to Madinah Sharif. When you did so much and now you are going for jihad and you are going to conquer Makkah Sharif and you are doing all this just for my pleasure, to sirruna ilayhim bil mawaddah. تم ان کو چھپا کر بھیجتے ہو دوستی کے پیغام. Then how is this befitting? How is this suitable for you that you are sending a message of peace to them? You made peace with me. You believed in me. You are fighting in my path. You have made so great sacrifices for me. Now how can you turn to the non-believers and befriend them? وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِمَا أَخْفَيْتُمْ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُمْ. اور مجھ کو خوب معلوم ہے جو چھپایا تم نے اور جو ظاہر کیا تم نے. And I'm fully aware of all those things which you have hidden and which you have made public. Allah is aware of everything. Whatever our intention is in the heart, Allah knows that. Behind that intention, what is the other intention which is motivating that intention? Allah is fully aware of everything. So you cannot hide from Allah in any way. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْهُ مِنْكُمْ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. اور جو کوئی تم میں یہ کام کرے تو وہ بھول گیا سیدھی راہ. And whoever from amongst you has gone away from this, that is, you are befriending the non-believers, the enemies of Islam, then remember you have gone away from the straight path. So Allah is warning the Muslims here that do not befriend the non-Muslims to this extent that you spy for them, you give away the secrets of the Muslims to them, etc. You must be aware, you must be sincere and loyal to Allah, to Islam and to the Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.